This is a guided body scan meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. It's wonderful that you've decided to set aside some time to be with yourself in this very particular special way, entering into a realm of non-doing as compared to the constant doing that's normally part of our lives. And coming to this practice with an attitude of curiosity, letting go of that idea that there's a right way to do this and a wrong way to do this, and having to strive and struggle to find the right way. Instead, being open to your experience as it is, from one moment to the next, changing, flowing. The experience of the body, the sensations in the body, all the variety of different sensations that are possible to arise in the body, as well as to the activity of the mind, being attentive to that, noticing it, and as best as you can, trying to refrain from getting caught up in thinking. That will probably happen, but as it does, kindly, gently, firmly return your attention back to noticing the body, your body, in this moment. The intention is to observe without judging the experience. And that may be a new practice, but that's the practice that we're engaged in here in the body scan. And doing this practice on a regular basis is a powerful way to increase your awareness of your body, being able to use that awareness of the body to benefit you and your health, to learn to find ease in the body. It's also possible to cultivate a sense of flexibility in the mind and the body, a sense of flow. So again, just approaching this with an open, curious attitude, as best as you can, staying present moment by moment. And of course, the mind will wander off. That happens. That's what the mind does, gets engaged in thinking. And whenever you notice that that has occurred, again, gently but firmly returning over and over again the attention back to the sensations in the body in the present moment. Pick a place and a time to do this practice where you will be undisturbed, that's safe and warm and comfortable. Perhaps letting people who you live with know that this is a time that you value to set aside to be with yourself in this particular way. Choose clothing that's loose and comfortable so that it's easy to breathe and be at ease. Often the body scan is done lying on a bed or on the floor on a cushion, any position that allows you to let the body release and to stay awake and present. Sometimes the act of lying down is connected with going to sleep, so this may be a new process and you may need to work with how you stay awake while you do the body scan. Sense of falling awake rather than falling asleep. Also, the practice is often done with the eyes closed, if that's comfortable for you. If it's not comfortable for you, by all means, you can experiment with opening your eyes or keeping your eyes open during the practice. Again, remembering the intention is to be with your experiences in your body as best as you can. And know that if things should arise, if intense sensations or emotions should arise during the body scan, that you can always let go of focusing the attention on the body and come back to simply focusing the attention on the breath. Consider your breath to be an ally, home base. The breath always drawing you back into this moment whenever the attention is focused on the breath. It's impossible to breathe a past breath or to breathe a future breath. So automatically you're drawn into the present moment, safe, here, now, by connecting with the breath. So turning your attention now to the breath and feeling the sensations of breathing. Rather than thinking about the breath, feeling the breath. Maybe beginning first by feeling the breath in the belly. And sometimes it helps to place a hand on the belly just to follow the movement in this location. Perhaps noticing your belly expanding as the breath comes in and contracting as the breath moves out. Simply following with your attention a few breaths, belly moving. And then if you've placed your hand on your belly, returning your hand back to arms at your side, palms turned up if that works for you. I didn't mention earlier, but if you have any low back pain to start with, you can always bend your knees, take your feet wide apart, and let your knees lean against each other, just releasing the low back a bit. And if it's comfortable to have your palms turned up at your side, then allowing your arms to be relaxed at your side with palms up. So we were noticing the breath at the belly, moving now the attention to the chest and sensing the sensations of the breath moving in the chest. Lungs inflating and deflating with the breath. Following a few breaths in a row. And then letting go of the attention on the chest, the sensations of breathing in the chest, and moving your awareness to the nose and the throat, feeling the air moving in on the in-breath and moving out on the out-breath. Perhaps sensing a different temperature of the air as it comes in as compared to when it moves out. Perhaps feeling the sensations across the upper lip as the air moves. My suggestion, simply pointing a possibility of a place to notice or a sensation that you may notice. You may not notice any of these sensations. Again, honor your experience. That is what it is. It's not wrong or bad. It simply is what it is. Everyone's experience is different in their body, moment to moment, and your experience is different from one moment to the next, from one body scan to the next. And so taking the breath and your attention and moving down the torso, down through the pelvis, down the left leg, all the way down to the left foot. And beginning just by noticing the left foot as a whole, warm or cold, damp, dry, tingly, achy, numb. No sensations at all in the left foot. Any of these are possibilities, or others that I have not named. And then drawing your attention very closely focused to the toes on the left foot. Starting with the big toe. And the pointer toe. The middle toe. Ring toe. And the pinky. Noticing the toes touching each other. Perhaps they're touching clothing. Or the sensation of the air against your left toes. Noticing the position or the bend of the toes. Those little pads underneath the toes and the nails on top. shifting to the ball of the left foot, and the arch, the heel, and the outer edge of the sole of the left foot. Being curious about any sensations that are in your left sole of your left foot at this moment. And noticing the top of the left foot. All the bones, many bones that make up the structure of the left foot. And expanding your view to include the left ankle. Perhaps even slowly, mindfully, rotating your left foot so the ankle has some movement, noticing sensations as you do this. Slowly, with awareness. And pausing and circling the left foot the other way around and noticing how that feels, what sensations are here now in the left ankle, the left foot. And expanding your awareness to include the left lower leg. From the ankle to the knee. Calf muscles in the back, shin in the front. Skin around the left lower leg. Noticing any sensations in this moment in the left lower leg. And again, if the attention has wandered, gently but firmly return your attention back in this moment to the left lower leg. And then moving to the left knee, noticing the kneecap in front, that soft skin behind the knee, where the knee bends back. Noticing sensations deep inside the joint of the left knee. And if at any point during the body scan you notice an area that has intense sensations, rather than the usual resisting or fighting, since it's already here, see if it's possible to relax around it, to draw your attention inward toward the sensations, being curious about the qualities of them. If they're hot or sharp, they radiate, and watching how they flow and change. Nothing remains the same. Expanding the attention a little bit further to include the left upper leg, from the knee to the hip, the long femur bone, the large muscles of the left thigh. And again, any sensations that you notice in this moment in the left thigh. Deep inside the bone of the left thigh, actually a factory making cells for you. Out of our awareness, out of our sensation, probable sensation level, but knowing that's going on. Any sensations at all in the entire left leg, from the hip all the way down to the left toes. Perhaps even feeling just the length and the weight of the left leg. Then shifting your attention to the left hip, moving your attention all the way around the left hip, the outside of the hip joint, around the back by the buttocks, the inner aspect of the left hip in the groin, and the front of the left hip. Deep inside the left hip. Then taking your attention and moving across from the left hip all the way across the pelvis to the right hip and sending your attention down the right leg all the way down to the toes of the right foot. Noticing the sole of the right foot. What's touching the foot? Perhaps the weight of the right heel against the surface upon which you're lying. the heel, the outer edge of the sole of the right foot, and the ball of the right foot. Each of your toes individually and collectively as a group, noticing one toe touching another or toes not touching each other. Again, the temperature, tingling, not being discouraged if there's no sensations at all. This is a practice, increasing awareness of body sensations, respecting the fact that it changes moment to moment, practice to practice. And the top of the right foot. Noticing if there's a difference between sensations in your right foot and your left foot in this moment. And then drawing your awareness to your right ankle. And walking the attention around the right ankle, bony prominence on the outside edge of the right ankle, as well as the inside edge. The front of the ankle, where the foot would bend forward, and the back of the right ankle, that tendon coming from the heel up to the lower leg, including the right lower leg, bones in front, muscle behind, and walking the attention around the right knee, outside of the right knee and inside of the right knee. Perhaps feeling clothing against your right knee. Expanding a little further to include the right upper leg. Long bone, large muscles, tendons, helping us walk, move, shift in this moment at rest, receiving this gift of your attention. Any sensations in the right upper leg in this moment? And then holding in your awareness the entire right leg from the hip all the way down to the toes. Weight of the right leg, length of the right leg. Releasing in your mind's eye this right leg so your attention is then free to move to the right hip. Again, walking your attention around the right hip, outside and inside, noticing any sensations deep within the right hip. And then holding in your awareness the entire pelvic bowl, bones that make up the structure of the pelvis, organs housed inside of reproduction, of elimination, bladder, intestines, genitals, anus, the large muscles of the buttocks, the weight of the pelvis against the surface. Any sensations at all in the pelvis in this moment? Recalling that it's possible at any point to shift your attention to your breath. Should emotions arise that feel too intense to simply be with, or sensations in the body that feel too intense to investigate, always an option to return to the breath to stabilize the attention, to recall your existence now here in this present moment. And then when the attention feels steady and present, returning back to the part of the body that we're focused on. In this moment, it was the pelvis. And then shifting the attention around to the low back, the large bone at the base of the spine, the sacrum, nerves traversing out through the base of the sacrum, feeding the entire lower body. That's an area of the body that sometimes has some tension, again, holding and supporting us when we're upright. Just in this moment, noticing sensations in the base of the spine and the low back. Curve at the base of the low back. The vertebra protecting the nerves as they traverse through the spine. Muscles on either side of the vertebra. And just walking your attention up your back from the middle back, from the low back up to the middle back, all the way up between the shoulder blades, and all the way up to the base of the neck. And then moving out from the center of the spine with your awareness to either side, the right side of the spine and the left side of the spine. Again, noticing sensations that may be present in this part of the back. Walking your awareness around the right shoulder blade and around the left shoulder blade. You may notice sometimes that just your attention changes the sensations in the body. Not looking to make that happen, but just noticing when it does. Perhaps you can feel your ribs in the back of your body moving apart as the breath comes in and moving back together as the breath moves out. And then noticing the sides of the body, the right side from the waist to the armpit, and the left side from the waist to the armpit. Perhaps feeling clothing around your waist. And then shifting the attention to the front side of the body, the belly. Again, inviting your awareness to reside for a few moments in the belly. See what's here to be known. Is there tension? Is there holding? Ease? Activity? Organs of the body, liver and kidneys, purifying, filtering. Caring for us in ways we're not usually aware of. Any sensations in the torso in this moment, waist area, diaphragm, belly, chest, the breasts, right and left, the lungs, working in unison. Filling, bringing new breath, new moment, and emptying, carrying away that which we no longer need. One breath following another, yet no two breaths the same. The area of the heart. Perhaps as you've settled down, You've even become aware now with your attention here of the heart beating. Or not. One not better than the other. Simply curious. What are the sensations in the area of the heart? All the way up to and including the collarbones on the left and on the right. Noticing the torso as a whole, the back of the body, the sides of the body, and the front of the torso. And then moving the attention to the left shoulder. Walking your attention around the left shoulder from the armpit to the front, around the top of the left shoulder and the back, and deep inside the left shoulder. All those muscles from the left shoulder to the back of the neck. Again, an area that sometimes holds tension, right now noticing. What's here? Being curious. Finding tension, not judging it as bad. Simply noticing, tension. Or the absence of that. Just curious about your sensations in this moment. In the left shoulder. The muscles between the shoulder and the neck. And then letting the attention with the breath flow down the left arm all the way down to the tips of the left fingers. Those little pads at the ends of the fingers, nails on the back, the area between the fingers, the palm of the left hand, damp, dry, tingly. Noticing the position and the curves of the left fingers. And what's touching the back of the left hand? Feeling the air against the skin. The left wrist. And the left forearm, from the wrist to the elbow. Back side of the left forearm and front side of the left forearm. And the left elbow. And the left upper arm. And then inviting the attention to move from the left shoulder across the back to the right shoulder. Walking the attention around the right shoulder, top of the shoulder, back of the shoulder, armpit and front of the shoulder, and deep inside the right shoulder. Often we don't notice the body unless there is pain, but it's of interest to begin to allow your attention to spread and stay present to see what's here right now in this right shoulder. And the area from the right shoulder across the upper back to the neck. Again, noticing those muscles, that part of the body. And then inviting the attention to sweep down the right arm all the way down to the right hand. Hands busy most of the day. Right now, hands just at rest, just receiving this gift. Holding your attention on your right hand. What sensations are present? In the fingers, in the palm, in the back of the right hand. Expanding to include the right wrist. Vessels near the surface on the right wrist, where the pulse is sometimes checked. Blood flowing through to the hand. And from the right wrist to the right elbow, the right lower arm. And the right elbow itself, bony prominence in back, soft skin in front. Any sensations that you're aware of in this moment in the right elbow. Occasionally we don't have words to describe sensations, we're simply aware of something. That's fine. No need to work to find a name. And then from the right elbow up to the right shoulder, the entire right upper arm. Muscles, bone, skin, vessels. Any sensations in this moment in the right upper arm? And then inviting the attention to move from the right shoulder across to the back of the neck, from the base of the neck all the way up to the skull in back. Again, little tiny vertebra housing nerves emanating from the brain and moving down to the body, protected. Carried. And then the large muscles of the neck supporting the head, protecting the large vessels that nourish the head with blood. And then the front of the neck, the Adam's apple, the throat. Perhaps feeling air moving in and out of the throat, or the sensations of swallowing. And then drawing your attention to the lower jaw and the hinge at the back of the jaw. Again, a place that sometimes we hold tension. In this moment, just noticing the position, the sensations, and the hinge at the back of the jaw. Released, tight, active, no sensations. What's present for you right now in the hinge at the back of the jaw? And the upper jaw. Gums and teeth, the roof of the mouth, the tongue, the lips, all those little muscles around the mouth, all the little muscles around the nose. And around the eyes, the eyeballs themselves, dry, damp, fatigued, at ease, the eyelids and the eyebrows, all the muscles in the forehead and the temples. Even the muscles of the cheeks the skin on the face. Again, your usual mode with the face being active, demonstrating what we want or think or need. Right now, the face just at rest, being graced by this gift of curiosity, non-judgmental interest in the face. All those little muscles around the ears, the right ear and the left ear, the outer ears, the inner ears, receiving sound. All the little muscles in the scalp and the skull and the brain. Any sensations at all in the head in this moment? Breath flowing, awareness present, moment by moment. And then holding in awareness the brain, the face, and the head as a whole. And expand this awareness to include the neck, the back, the front, the sides, inside and out. Expand the awareness further to include the shoulders and the arms and the hands. And then expanding the awareness further to include the chest, the upper back, the middle waist area, front, back, and sides. Expanding further to include the pelvis, the low back, and expanding even further to include the upper legs and the knees and the lower legs, the ankles and the feet, both right and left. Awareness holding the entire body, breathing, alive, awake, present to yourself, to your body, to your experience. As best as you can without wanting it to be different. Your body to be different, your experience to be different, your life to be different. Perhaps allowing yourself in just this moment to be with yourself as you are. And you may want to take this opportunity to appreciate yourself for taking the time, making the space to practice in this way, to nourish, replenish, renew. Knowing that this powerful practice repeated benefits you, and that extends out to others. And so bringing the attention to the breath as we draw towards the close of the practice. and following the breath, whole body breathing. Returning back to the breath at any time the mind wanders away, back to the sensations of the entire body lying here on the floor in this moment. And when the practice comes to a close, as much as possible, move from this space back into your mode of doing, perhaps, but staying as present with yourself and your experience as is possible, carrying the practice with you as you move through your day.